The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
When we started recording, BLG, just full peek behind the curtain, the Green Bay Packers began their shareholders meeting, I believe it is, I believe it's generally a really optimistic affair, but obviously there's been a lot of turmoil surrounding the organization this offseason. Just moments ago, Brandon Lee, a tweet from NFL Network's Ian Rappaport: Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he does plan to play for Green Bay this season. Sources say that is the expectation. Many factors at play, but with GM Brian Gutekunst saying he is hopeful for a positive outcome, there is a glimmer of optimism. Aaron Rodgers playing for the Packers in 2021. Big time shocker here, BLG. Aaron Rodgers caused a whole bunch of drama for absolutely nothing. An interesting.
I still believe it when I see it.
So an interesting tweet right now from Nick Corte, who does a great job tracking all the comp picks in the NFL, quoted a tweet from Michael Silver. Silver said one possible solution here is the team could agree to lop off the final 2 years of his contract and theoretically not franchise him after this season to set up a last stand scenario, which is what Rodgers and Davante Adams hinted at over the weekend on Instagram. But Nick's tweet notes, the reason I think this will be a no-go is this would make Rodgers ineligible to become a compensatory free agent. Then the Packers truly would get nothing for him if he walks in free agency.
So that's the thing here that I keep coming back to is, like, even if he wants to play, or even if he does show up to play for the Packers or whatever, like, are you really winning a Super Bowl in this environment? Like, is this a healthy environment that in years past, when things were seemingly going better, maybe they weren't, given what we know now, the Packers still couldn't win the Super Bowl when everything was fine. And now things are going to be, like, worse and seemingly more awkward in the building, and you don't even know if they're all in.
Beyond that, like, so you're right, like, all the awkwardness and drama is a very relevant factor. But, like, getting away from that, this is clearly a, like, people throw out the term, like, Super Bowl or bust all the time. This is literally that, right? Like, yeah. Like, for the Green Bay Packers, how often does a Super Bowl or bust team win the Super Bowl? Never. It never happens.
That's the tough question here. I think it's easy for us to say, as not Packers fans, RJ, that, like, you got to look forward. Like, this situation isn't going to work out. And obviously, in a perfect world, you're never going to trade Aaron Rodgers. But this isn't a perfect world, and there's a lot of bad stuff here that isn't resolved. And it seems like there's a very real chance that it's a messy situation that doesn't end well. And although, again, not ideal, the best situation in terms of moving forward, maybe not for this season, definitely not, but moving forward for the health of the franchise as a whole, maybe it's best to get what you can now and kind of look to the future and try to rebuild this thing. I really question what the upside is here. I know Rodgers is coming off an amazing year. He's probably going to be great again, but, like, is this team, like, are they really going to win a Super Bowl? Cause, like, it's not just about talent. It really isn't. Like, I think that that matters the most. Don't get me wrong, but, like, you see these teams, the championship teams, there's a chemistry to them too. I'm just thinking about the 2017 Eagles and how, like, tight they were and everything, but it's just, like, it's hard for me to look at that group and then look at the Packers this year and be like, that is normal and functional. I mean, I'm sure there are examples. Maybe it is, like, kind of like the last name scenario, but, like, man, I just, again, I'll believe it when I see it.
the hubris, and people noted this on Twitter over the weekend, for Aaron and Devontae to compare themselves to Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, who were entering their second run at a three-peat at the time of The Last Dance. You know what I mean? Like, completely different scenarios. And to your point about chemistry, the 96 Bulls team was all about chemistry. Or 98 Bulls team, sorry, not 96. I mean, it was all about chemistry. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we love each other. Everything's great. Like, everything's awesome. Like, that's not the case here. Who does Aaron like on the team besides Devontae Adams and Robert Tonyan? Like, and Jonesy is what he calls Aaron Jones. He hates every, like, this cannot, and I can't believe I'm about to make this argument. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, no way do I want to set up a Last Dance situation. No way at all. Because if I force my way out now, even if I retire, I'm forever remembered as the guy that the Packers pissed away, that the one that they ruined, because my last 2 years, we went to the NFC Championship game and we got destroyed because they wouldn't give me help.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.